Good morning.
Reese, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Go ahead. What's up?
About ready to lay down on my bench of pain.
Oh, you can do some, iron pumpery?
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you happen to get those mounds on your chest so big.
Benches to the neck, buddy. To the neck. I don't recommend you do this, but I'll just tell you what I did. I do not recommend you do it. Yeah. You know, normally you bench press to the nipples, but if you bench press so that the bar actually comes to your Adam's apple,
yeah,
you'll get tremendous upper chest development. But keep in mind, if you drop it, you'll die.
Yep, that's the thing. I don't have a spotter here, sir. It's just me and these weights.
You have to do very lightweight when you do that.
Yeah.
Benches to the neck, I do not recommend.
You don't recommend it, but you recommend it.
No.
If you want big pecs, you do benches to the neck.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. I mean, you know, there's weightlifting and there's weightlifting. I notice it's a wild thing when you go to a gymnasium, the same gymnasium week after week, month after month. Sometimes you see guys that never change. They always look the same size, the same weight, the same everything. We want power. That's why I stand in the doorway of the gym with my stinking bag. And I look at the people on the aerobic bicycles and the Stairmasters. And all the other useless pieces of equipment. Screw cardiovascular. When you're dead, you're dead. We're going to die bulky. That's why I see those people crowding up the gymnasium and I go, get out! Get out! Rouse! And I get in there and I grab that bar. Benches to the neck. I do not recommend you do it. Because you can pop your shoulders out of joint. You can tear a muscle. But oh God, if you survive benches to the neck, you end up with grotesquely overdeveloped pecs. Right now, even, I'm not holding the microphone. It's wedged in between my cleavage. Too powerful. Manly. I've got chest hair on top of it like a windscreen. Now, you need to do benches to the neck if you're ever going to hold a mic like that. If I ever work for ABC Sports, I'll work bare-chested, holding the mic between my massive tatas. Yes! Benches to the neck! I remember one time there was a rookie in the gym, and he saw me do it, and he attempted it. I watched. Wouldn't you know, he had that bar perched on his Adam's apple, when suddenly his hay fever kicked in. Rock it, buddy, rock it! Oh, no! The bar came down, crushing his larynx, killing him immediately. I stood over the body. I said, you see that? Now that's the kind of determination I want to see in this gym. Once again, do not attempt benches to the neck.